Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. I'm Spencer Hall. That's not your fault. Tonight we are talking about...
Who thought
about...
it was?
Yeah, it's the first true thing you've ever said on
the show. Mean, who on earth was like, oh, I'm really taking ownership for that?
What if a Hall ancestor is listening?
It's their fault. Like a, it's totally their fault.
Wait, are you saying a ghost or like a 500-year-old person?
Who am I to judge?
I don't think that's a judgment call, but okay, sure.
I mean, if a 500-year-old person wants to listen, I welcome them to the show. And if they are Spencer's ancestor, then I think it is incorrect to say that they have had no influence over what has just taken place.
Damn.
Hey, he said welcome.
We assume somebody who would live to 500 would actually be really wise. No. They would have probably learned a bunch of useful things, but none of them coherent, especially if they were my ancestor. Because you say, oh, is this a 500-year-old ancestor of Spencer's? And I'm like, my ancestor, if they lived 500 years, their greatest thing that they would have gone would be like, hey, listen, the McRib is coming back. They mess with you, but it always comes back.
Wisdom has an expiration date anyway, because if like Isaac Newton was still alive today, he'd be like, God, everything I thought was fucking stupid. God, Jesus, forget it. Fucking forget it. I just want to play Switch.
Yeah. I think people would go through like 500, 1,000, sometimes 1,500 years of just, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
Just messing around like, hey, man, what's Isaac Newton doing? He's got to have cracked like more exciting challenges and made even more discoveries. You're like, no, actually, he's just been like vibing. He's just been vibing for like 800 years.
He's just been playing Animal Crossing for 20 years straight.
Quit subtweeting me. What the fuck, Ryan?
I'm sorry that I'm calling you one of the most important people in the history of science. I'm sorry.
That's fair.
Yeah, so you know that guy who on Cruising USA set all the records and put his name as ass on every arcade machine from like 1986 to 1994?
No,
they're all Isaac Newton.
Born.
They're all Isaac Newton.
That's Isaac Newton.
Yeah. Who's that weird guy with the wig who keeps creeping out the kids and playing Cruising USA all day?
That's David Byrne.
That's David. that is David Byrne, but his close personal friend Isaac Newton. Yeah. I think people would go through like long dry spells. I think like, you know, you'd be like, oh man, look, that's Benjamin Franklin. What's he doing? You're like, I'll be honest. Benjamin Franklin has just been dating old ladies and like living La Vida Loca for
the
past.
Benjamin Franklin was a hound.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's all he was doing during his first century.
Like he managed to do that during 80 something years on actual earth.
Yeah, Benjamin Franklin might be oversexed at this point. Benjamin Franklin would be like, listen, I've just been making pottery.
Benjamin Franklin was a gun-toting, bear-killing fuck machine.
Benjamin Franklin would be
baby-armed.
Making pottery and then fucking the pottery.
I mean, they put him on the 100 for a reason, right? It's like all the treasury people going...
Is that how he keeps it?
Yeah, who are we going to put on the 100? That's got to be Benny, baby. That's it. Who are we putting on there? The guy from Philly.
It says here in the original manuscripts that he should be canonically pantsless, even though you can't see any of that.
That's why he's smiling.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of grumpy motherfuckers on all the dollars, except
right.
for Ben.
Dicks
delighted to be there.
All these presidents with their dicks packed up in their woolen undergarments. Not Ben Franklin.
George Washington
in the wind.
George Washington with his dick made of a wooden cow's tooth or whatever.
It's an honest phallus.
Ben Franklin out here just waltzing through a field, being like, "Bitch, I got a kite tied to this."
Benjamin Franklin, the original yin yang twin.
What if lightning strikes it? Oh, what if?
Franklin. Ian
Benjamin Franklin. Just on the headstone. Where do you see my dick? In the old font, right?
Fari about your dick.
That's it, man. Benjamin Franklin would totally be a WIP caller. He'd be like, Dougie Peterson lost it. I'm glad they fired him.
It's Benny F.
Yeah, we'll go to Benny F here. Yeah, longtime Birds fan. Real longtime Birds fan.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Turkey specifically.
Should have been a turkey, but I don't know. We'll go with the Eagles. Whatever. Go Birds.
That's why you don't have to waste time listening to anybody who insists that Philadelphia should be different or altered in any way. It has literally always been like this.
Yes. That's every. Yes. You
no other place in America has been the same way, has been fucked up in the same way. For as long as it has existed, as has Philadelphia.
Their totem is a broken fucking bell. They let you know right away what they're about. Hey, come in. Yeah, my house is a fucking dump. Say something about it. Say something about the bell.
Somebody in Philly, right before they were going to do the Liberty Bell, right? They thought, hey, man, Ben Franklin's from here. Like, we got all the people. We're the biggest city in this beautiful new experiment in democracy. Listen, like, times here, they're going to be good forever. They're going to be good forever, bro. Like, we're just going to go up and up and up. And then they rang that thing and it cracked. He's like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Go Birds. Go Birds.
Look at that shit. Softer than McNabb.
They were immediately like, how are we going to shore up this disappointment between our potential and our outcome? And they'll be like, sports radio. Sports talk radio. That's all we're going to fill this with. Go Birds. That and cheesesteaks. Terrible thing that nobody likes to eat, but we're going to claim it's good.
And Wawa.
Cheese steaks are fine. Rocky is terrible.
Yeah.
We're going to disagree on that.
Yeah, Rocky 1?
You can reach me at EDSBS on Twitter.
The Rocky Experience.
Rocky sucks. Sorry.
Rocky 5 sucks.
Rocky 1 sucks.
Rocky 3.
I know.
Rocky 3 sucks.
Look, I never get to do anything wrong or bad on this show. Just let me have this one.
Rocky 2 and 4 are good.
We can all agree Rocky 4 rules.
Rocky 4, absolutely.
Rocky 4 is when they're like, ah, fuck all this. Let's do the dumbest movie possible.
I will say that I would have seen Rocky. I had not seen Rocky before last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I say last year, like, it was in quarantine. Because we watched this in quarantine. But I would have seen it a lot sooner if anyone had ever bothered to tell me that it starts with a bunch of Philadelphians booing a weeknight boxing match in a church.
Yeah. It's
told me this.
An ugly, Philly horrible one.
No one
Rocky,
told
Rocky
me this.
Rocky 1 is the most Philly shit in the world because, like, you're supposed to cheer a dude specifically because he got his ass whooped demanded to have his ass continue to be whooped. Rocky 4, of course, is the pinnacle of patriotism and
sense.
Rocky 4 is the lesson that powerful steroids and cutting edge science can be beat with farm equipment.
Rocky 4 ended the Cold War.
Carry
I don't know what
this
more
tree,
you can ask.
Climb this mountain.
Haul this yoke. Don't do drugs. Then immediately show the Soviet guy looking fucking awesome doing drugs. Show the Soviet guy looking like the best, coolest thing in the world. And he's got needles jabbed him at all points and he's deadlifting like a truck.
Think about how amazing it was that breathlessly we were like, you know who's going to be the face of this anti-drugs Rocky movie? Sylvester Stallone,
who is now like 80 years old, bringing back Rambo as like Deadpool. And looks like...
just made out of Slim Jim at this point.
Yeah, it's just like, seriously, man, that dude pees and it melts the porcelain at the back of the toilet.
This is now two straight episodes.
Yes, two episodes
where you
in
have
a row.
Folks, yeah. A little inside baseball. We're recording two episodes in one session, and that is how we remember what happened in the previous episode.
Yeah. I believe the previous term was shitting a groove in a toilet. Now
no,
we've gone
I would
to
have
peeing
remembered
a hole.
That. I would have remembered that one, I think.
Yeah.
It was something like that. It was like half an hour ago.
That suffered. Rocky IV suffers from my favorite delusion of any Cold War movie and the inadvertent effect of, hey, we need an effective villain. You're like, oh, so the outcome is this. The Soviets are going to look incredible. We're going to make them awesome. Yep. Every kid who walked away from any Cold War movie that involved direct competition with the Russians walked out and, like me, thought, God, I can't wait to overthrow the bourgeoisie.
Mom, can we be Russian?
Can we be Russian? They never cry. I'm so tired of crying. I'm a kid. I cry all the time.
They punch people so hard, it breaks, like, science. Like, they can't measure their punches.
I could punch Toby from third grade, and he'd die if I were Soviet. If I could just be Russian, that would happen. I could punch Steve, and he would die if I only had Soviet steroids. This would be the greatest thing ever. It, like, even Hunt for Red October. You saw Hunt for Red October as a kid, and you were like, yeah, they sing on the ships and shit, and, like, they eat radiation for lunch. They're awesome. They smoke underwater. These dudes rock. They're fantastic.
And then they made a thing about Chernobyl.
Oh, fine. turns out the claims of eating radiation. Oh, God. The claims of eating radiation might have been exaggerated. Yeah. Tonight, I wanted to, one, talk about how fulfilling and awesome it would be to be an extremely roided up Soviet super athlete. And having accomplished that, I wanted to move to the next item, which is this. NCAA football is back, baby! It's back!
Back?
It's not actually more back than it was before.
Yeah.
It's not.
I mean, it's kind of, I guess, like, it's coming back in a...
It's on the way back!
A number of years. That is, I would say, multiple.
It's planning on it!
Yeah. I mean, I love the shuffle EA pulled off, where it's like... We always knew they're going to bring it back, and we always knew basically they're going to try and do it in a way that is more, oh, what's the word, legal than it was the last time around. And I think EA announcing that they're going to go ahead and bring it back when they can, I think that is a sign they are highly confident in the outcome of the NCAA's various legal situations. Like, I think this is basically EA saying, like, hey, we're going to be able to pay the players in a number of years, call it two or three. Let's release a college football video game in a number of years, call it two or three. It's just funny how easy these things are to predict for the people who have a lot of money, I guess.
Yeah, it's there are a number of things going on. I feel like that EA made the announcement that, you know, the game was back, didn't actually change fundamental facts of the case, which is that all of this is being negotiated without the NCAA. Is this funny? Yes, in a couple of different ways, because the NCAA never really... had a chance at establishing getting their snout in the trough of this particular feeding frenzy, which is cool. That makes the skinnier NCAA pig, gets them one day closer to starvation, because the entire organization should close forever and not exist. And everyone who walks there should walk away, because they should all be ashamed of themselves. And I say that as somebody who works on the internet. And that
I think it should continue to exist, but in the way that there's like a CNBC store in an airport. Where you're just selling granola bars and water and magazines. What is, and you're like, it's the CNBC store. Please understand, it's very different from Hudson News. Totally different.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's right next to the Fox Business store.
Yes, that's right.
Which
the
is
Fox
exactly
Business
the same
Cafe.
As well. Yeah.
I also think, by the way, that. The other funny thing, the other side of this, is Congress people who will take this opportunity to go, well, you know what? The game can come back because we're going to do legislation. No, they'd already cut them out of the game. This is going to be negotiated with individual schools. The NCAA was already completely short-circuited from this. But Chris Murphy of Connecticut, yeah. Go the hell off.
Chris Murphy, yeah, you got some retweets, bro, but no, this does not concern you, sir.
That's it. You're doing this for the gram. We know
your
it.
Efforts. We appreciate you vocalizing the movement to bring the video game back. But got it from here, sir. Capitalism's going to take over.
Yeah, no.
EA Sports would like to make money. That's it.
I just think if you're gonna be the video game senator, you gotta go all in. You gotta be like, I'll also be introducing legislation to improve the release schedule of Smash Brothers.
We're
characters.
Gonna be bringing back Ratchet and Clank very strongly
with the good weapons.
Tell me why Banjo-Kazooie is not available for the Nintendo Switch. You can't explain it. This is America, goddammit.
More and more people everywhere you go have complaints about the state of the Tekken franchise. Something must be done.
I'm Chris Murphy, and I got two words for you. I got three words for you here. You ready? Half-Life 3. Half-Life 3.
Proper WWF.
None of this bullshit.
No Mercy 2.
We're giving everybody a vaccine and a PS5. That's what we're doing. Johnson & Johnson's going to start making PlayStation 5s because I told him to.
Because we need people to stay home.
That's
we need
right.
people to stay home. Vaccine alone isn't what we need. We need vaccines, we need masks, and we need people staying home playing PS5.
Yeah, I vow to make Fortnite good again. We're going to end pay to play. It's all stopping. We're not going to have any of this. Yeah. Chris Murphy, you need to go all the hell in on this. None of this happening, okay? You know,
I think what we have here, John Ossoff, our newest senator from great state of Georgia, this dude is a gamer. This dude's kind of a dork. Like, his old, you know, his tweets from like 6 years ago, he's like complaining about like mega gamer stuff. He's going to get in there and he's going to push Chris Murphy in the right direction, right? Yeah. Because he's going to be like, we need Star Wars Battlefront 3. We need it out now. And Chris Murphy's going to be like, oh no, I've been lapped on my own gimmick.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Then he'll look like he's like desperately trying to be cool. He's like, you guys want Pong back?
Ossoff's like, Knights of the Old Republic 1, way better than 2. Chris Murphy, sorry, you're out of your element, sir.
This guy's based. This is dang. This is so good.
Wow, the Supreme Court just ruled you can't be odd job. Shit.
I'm sorry. I would
fucking activist wild. Judges.
I wouldn't want to interfere in the free market of GoldenEye competition. Okay. And state that you couldn't be odd job, right?
That's right. The right to bear arms includes the golden gun.
This is, I think that would be the first law America has passed that, you know, makes it harder to shoot people.
Much as I loathe proximity mines and think that people who use them are bitches, I have to defend your right to use them.
Sorry, that's in the Constitution.
I had that backwards.
I have to defend the right of your bitch ass to use them. I wasn't reading the amendment.
John Ossoff just introduced a proclamation in the Senate to call anyone who uses proximity mines a bitch ass, along with the statement that the club was a bitch ass gun? Yes, so
I had it backward. Banning odd job would make everyone easier to hit, so that would fit with America's clause. Yeah.
That was the slappers only democratic contract with America. Let's get it going. Slappers only.
I mean,
let's see who the real
Alexander
men are.
Alexander Hamilton would still be alive, wouldn't he? Not now, but
maybe. I don't know.
You
don't know how strong Aaron Burr's Pim Pam was.
You could to be clear, you could not make a hip hop musical about a man who got slapped to death.
Yes, you could. That would be like,
I mean,
way
if you
more.
Do that, I will actually watch it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
If you make fucking Slap Hamilton, I'm gonna watch it.
Can you imagine, by the way, this is to me like everybody who loves Hamilton, that would be the perfect thing in the world. Like Alexander Hamilton, right?
Yeah.
And that Alexander Hamilton, they're like, oh, he's this big believer in the free market and like I love that, like, the idea of him getting slapped to death. They'd be like, how did he die? Well, he had such a weak constitution, he was slapped to death. That's like he got slapped and was like, that hurt.
To defend his honor, after Aaron Burr narrowly lost the presidential race, they rowed across the shore to New Jersey, where Aaron Burr slapped the shit out of him for 28 minutes until he died.
You know what we could do?
The second's like, I think you can stop now. I don't know the rules. I didn't read any of them. Shit.
It's not like this IP is locked up by any company or Lin-Manuel Miranda or anything. It's a real person. Anyone can write a musical about Alexander Hamilton. It's a wonder there's only one. We can sit down right now and create Slap Hamilton the musical. We could do that. There are no laws against it.
We're missing the fun one, which is an entire musical about Aaron Burr slapping the shit out of people left and right. That's it.
Yeah. It's a time traveling slap duelist.
Everyone's on wires. So when he gets slapped, they fly to like the third row, right?
Yeah, like Crouching Tiger.
Holy shit, he just slapped Spider-Man to death.
I was, God yes, damn it, Ryan! Yes. You got there before me. I was like, Julie Taymor is twitching somewhere and just not know why.
We're just going to do like...
Are these going to be puppets, Julie? We know that's an area of deep experience. No, these are actors.
We're going to do all kinds of things. Aaron Burr went to France and slapped Napoleon into St. Helena. Yep, like slapped him so far, he went into orbit, landed in St. Helena. Yeah. This is again... Full cast business ideas. We give these out for free. If you use them,
we don't give these out for free. Ryan, you're a lawyer.
49% cut. 49% cut.
I like where Spencer's going. Is we have a binding agreement that we don't have to do the work. They will make it, and we get half the money.
What made Aaron Burr so powerful when he was so obviously an asshole? Hardest hands.
Monster energy drink. That's
Diamond
what?
Hands.
Diamond Hands.
Aaron Burr. Aaron Burr uncovered the first Monster energy drink well in North America, hoarded it for himself, and slapped his enemies to fucking death.
That was the real fountain of youth in Florida. He found it, and it was Monster.
Don't put that past Hideo Kojima to do a Monster fountain. Lest we forget, his last video game had like basically the last company in the world would be Monster Energy Drink.
Yeah, that's true.
So they might as well be first as well.
Dear God. Oh, I want to see this musical so bad.
So when NCAA football comes back, we need, there's some sort of a musical mode. And also, we need Hideo Kojima to be in charge of the single player story mode. Like, you're a new freshman on campus. Your arm is a robot. Your robot arm leaves you. Your university is part of the Illuminati and the Bilderberg Group and the Trilateral Commission. But like, that's covered in like the first paragraph, right? Like, that's not the story.
And your girlfriend is made up of nanomachines. And
girlfriend's made of nanomachines.
Oh, but it's got Metal Gear.
Each of the nanomachines is also a separate girlfriend.
Sure.
And
you're a clone.
She's your coach. And you're the coach.
And university president Senator Kingman is is your villain.
Right.
Rival quarterback. Rival quarterback is the guy you have to defeat on the depth chart, but you have to defeat him with, he takes your robot arm.
Yeah. He's your son, also.
He's your son, meanwhile, but he got there like 5 years before you, and he's still there, but he's your son.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, if you want to recruit or anybody else, you can Fulton extract them. That's it. You don't have to actually recruit them. You can.
That's
just
actually how you get
them.
Thrown out for targeting.
Yeah.
the ref comes over and defends the Fulton extractor.
And when Bevo breaks loose and tries to chase down Ugga,
Oh, what a silly fucking game that was like, this is going to be about the seriousness of the battlefield, and also you can tie a magic balloon to anything.
Dude, Buddy, Stampede and Livestock have done a great deal on a number of historical battlefields.
That's true.
Yeah, but, you know, what part has a cassette featuring a man taking a very loud shit featured in an important plot point? Because you can get away with a lot of things in Phantom Pain if you have a cassette that you can put into your Walkman and play, as long as you hide in a portalette and you play this tape of a guy taking a really painful, like horrible...
We keep coming back to this, and I need to know why.
I don't know. Got a dog farting next to me. It's probably why.
I think the thing in EA Sports, NCAA, college football.
Metal Gear football.
Vamos, NCAA. You're no longer needed here. EA Sports college football brought to you by Hideo Kojima is when you get the poop tape, you can play it at Notre Dame Stadium.
That's right. The band will play the poop tape for you.
Yeah.
Fuck.
This is... We combine this with GTA 6 college football, and man, the mini games. The mini games alone. I have notes on what I think we can do to make sure that the game is right this time.
I bet you do.
Because the game is good. We all know the game is good. The game has been, from time to time, great. The worst editions of the NCAA game featured 12-foot-tall middle linebackers. It was just a couple of years where they decided that the middle linebacker could not be thrown over.
But they were very Kojima. They were like secret ninjas.
Yeah, they really were. They would appear out of nowhere, and then they would say things like, "You will never crush me." Yeah, like that's... Occasionally, they did that. So even then, they were kind of enjoyable. But last edition, 2K14, it's a very, very, very good video game. I do think there are improvements that can be made. You don't have to take all of these EA. In fact, I know you won't, because chances are, knowing EA, and again, Chris Murphy, if you're listening, you might want to pursue some legislative action against EA, because they're just going to basically throw out the same game. They're going to throw out 2K14 with like a couple of new graphics. There still might be ads for bankrupt companies in there. That's how lazy EA has been.
It'll just be 2014 with Ultimate Team. Chris Murphy, this is what you need. We need you to head off. college ultimate team. Chris Murphy.
Headed off. Yeah. No pay to play. No collections. None.
I don't want to cash in a single damn card. I don't want a notification to open a card. No. I want bad players. I want players rated 64 that I recruited from real Hawaii to UMass
stars
to play for my one-star program. I do not want any, you know, gold legends on my garbage football team, Chris Murphy.
I want Dave Winky, the less athletic Winky brother.
That's right.
Because Chris is, you can't have Chris in Ultimate Team because Chris is still on an active college roster.
But what could you get Chris Winky now?
Yes, yes, you can
add him on to a college. Yeah. Yeah.
I need Matt. I need Matt Mahomes, who's a CPA. That's who I want playing left guard for me. A beefy CPA who is never going to go to the pros. That's what I want.
Tim Tebow, DDS. Oh, I'm sorry. You said never going to go to the pros.
I'm sorry. That's Tim Tebow, playoff game champion.
Sorry, that's Mets minor leaguer.
Yeah,
Tim Tebow. Still?
Probably. Wouldn't rule it out. It's the Mets. Cool. It's like, yeah.
Cool.
I mean, GameStop's going to make him bankrupt anyway. Not really relevant.
Stocks.
So I think, one, recruiting in previous games, if you're not familiar with the NCAA franchise, recruiting was more a matter of constantly paying attention to people, spending points, having coaches who could max out their skills.
Being bad at texting.
It was like a dating relationship simulator.
Yeah, but if you were extremely bad at dating and relationships.
Which is why you're a football coach.
That's fair.
What about this isn't realistic? Ask the 4 or 5 coaches I know listen to this show.
The most recent 2014, the consultants for the recruiting mode, I'm not making this up, were Kevin Sumlin and Dana Holgerson.
Oh.
I'm not making that up.
Fuck. So you're telling me if you put in the Konami code, you'll get like a really good cocktail recipe.
Yeah. If you hit that, it'd be like, hey, listen, his mother, quite a looker.
I don't think
let me know if you need me to sweet talk her a little bit.
A cocktail.
That's where I disagree, little lady. You wake up in the parking lot of a Stuckey's.
Don't turn me on the air.
Your breakfast is beef jerky. So I think recruiting, you just need to straight up have cash. And you don't have to just say we're going to pay the recruit. I get that you can't do that. But you need a recruiting budget because you don't get recruits without having a recruiting budget. Okay?
Hang on. I want to be able to pay the recruits. If I want to, I need to be able to. Let the market decide.
Well, that's right. We don't want you. Okay, so the way we can do that is if you say, we have a $70 million recruiting budget, buddy, the NCAA is going to come knocking in about 10
minutes. But they're not in this game.
Yeah.
They don't exist.
It's not NCAA.
In the world of
EA Sports,
college football by Hideo Kojima.
It's not in the
game. As you know, like the commercials.
Oh.
Oh, God. Yeah, this is great. I think and schools, by the way, I think this is a theme
schools
in my suggestion.
Also in the game. That is a theme.
Schools should have propensity to pay. So if you take SMU, buddy, your pay multiplier, it starts off at like a plus 50. You're so much more likely to pay
people. You can't turn it off if you're SMU. You can't pay a recruit.
Yeah.
No, it's built in. You'll be like, I'm not going to pay that recruit. And you click A and it's like, you have paid that recruit.
I wanted to talk to them about the college experience.
At SMU, your boosters, it's like one of those Minecraft villages that's automated and running itself, and it's like, oh, they're you know, they're clearing out this mountain and they're manufacturing stuff and shipping it. You know, people do this in Minecraft. That's SMU's bagmen just shipping work, and you cannot stop it. There's too many parts.
Yeah, SMU is basically going to be like Red Dead 2, where it's like, oh, you barely touched the right trigger. You threw cash at a recruit in public.
Yeah,
that's it.
You're gonna have to say. Guess how you're gonna fix. Your only way to fix this is say howdy like 1,000 times.
Oh, howdy, Mister. I don't know, man. It was a martini glass full of nickels. You might have to pay for some minor cosmetic surgery there.
Meanwhile, Michigan.
Just feeling their ponies.
Michigan's money slider is down at 1, of course.
Yes. 1. Yes. Yeah. Perchance, sir, would you like a nickel to come
one
to the University
One
of
for
Michigan?
One, fair and square.
I have a Barnes & Noble gift card with $17 left on it.
Does this do anything for you?
I'll split it with you if you agree to come to Michigan.
I will purchase a book and read it and tell you about it.
Oh, yeah. Listen, like, this is all like...
Is there anything more worthwhile than knowledge? I submit there is not.
Is there anything more worthwhile than knowledge that I have gained and allowed you to observe me gaining?
Yeah. All of the text updates, too, are crazy, right? Because you don't get, like, little cutscenes with this. You just get text updates. So if you pick Miami, it's like, hey, top prospect, you know, Ken Falconstern has just...
Wow, nailed it.
I did.
Spencer's a writer.
Has just been in a yacht accident, right? Like, that's, you know, that's got to happen. Because you're going to, if you're a...
boating deaths.
If you're a Miami recruit, you're going to be involved in a boating accident. It's just going to happen. You know?
It's like at the end... Never mind. Oh, God. I almost made it so much worse.
Yeah.
I actually pulled myself up short before that one.
That was good.
Yeah. I also think the recruiting mode
No, I'm sorry. Just feature blind Han Solo going, boat attack! Boat attack! Sorry, I changed my mind again.
I mean, technically, that scene is a boating accident.
Yes.
I think the recruiting in this game should also, like... It wasn't very satisfying in the previous iterations because it was all just text-based. It'd just be like, yes, he's agreed to commit. And I think they should just do hat ceremonies and make you sit through this shit. And just be like, all right, here we go. It's early National Signing Day. Here's how you're doing.
You cannot skip ahead.
Yes, yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Can you make it a mini game while they're picking the hat? Can you do a little mind control with your mind control hat?
Yes. And then every 30 recruits or so, like the mom or dad runs away with the letter of intent and you have to chase them down and get them to sign it.
Yeah.
Or you try to sway one of the parents using whatever devices you have. For instance, if it's like, do you want to declare your love for the mother? In order to get this recruit there, do you want to declare your love for the father? What do you want to do?
Do you think that's an attraction or a deterrent?
You'll only find out by trying.
Yeah. So I think there also has to be a mini game.
You know what?
Like,
I believe that you believe that
during the hat ceremony, that a rival coach is going to come in and try to recruit them at the last moment, and you have
that's
to
right.
fight them. We need a fighting game, right?
Ah.
And like it is based strictly on not physique of the coach, is based on their recruiting caliber. So like you know, you could have like some MAC coach who's like 6'8", but you're like, whatever, you're a MAC coach, you know? But then, oh shit, here comes the final boss. It's Nick Saban. And you look at him, and it's like looking at Snoop Dogg and Def Jam Vendetta, where it's like, this dude weighs 7 pounds. But he fights like fucking M. Bison, right?
Right.
So like Nick Saban just blasts you off the screen and takes your recruit.
All right, lightning round. What other games, whether they be video games, games in real life, sports, should have surprise combat elements? Spencer.
Tetris.
Jason.
Tetris.
Oh, that's 2 out of 3.
I would say all of them. Probably.
Okay, that's fair.
I have one.
Bubble bobble.
What about like a surprise fighting code that you can insert into any game?
Jeopardy.
Oh, thank God, yes. Especially if Dr. Oz gets to host.
So I understand you have an interesting cat. That's cool. Fight him in the octagon!
Save him!
Yeah, save him! He will die if you do not defeat young Toby from Northwestern in combat! Here on the campus edition of Jeopardy!
Oh, Toby, you deserve better.
Be the wildest of cats!
A second Toby drops in. It's the Daily Double! Fool!
Your mother and the cat!
Why are you Bane?
Both of them shall die!
Jeopardy Bane.
Fuck, if Bane was the new host of Jeopardy, that shit would be... Oh my
so
god.
Good. Do Especially you if it feel was Tom Hardy. Hardy. Like, actually Tom Hardy. I'm nude. Just Tom Hardy.
Actually,
Jeopardy is made for Tom Hardy Banks. They already got everything written on the screen. So you can't understand a fucking word.
Tell me something.
Who is Marcus Aurelius?
About yourself. That is correct. That is fascinating.
Better yet,
Please
Tom Hardy.
Please state your answer in the form of a question.
Tom Hardy comes out as Bronson for the final Jeopardy, covered in blood and nude.
Jesus Christ.
Every episode ends with him being beaten by riot police. Welcome back!
You are out of money.
Everybody on this show does a really good bait.
I'm also a big fan of, like, you should be able to get, if you're recruiting somebody, you should have to fight Twitter the whole time, like weird tweets from people who are super thirsty. Yeah. Also, you should be able to invest points or cash into a church. It's like, would you like to have an affiliate church?
Oh,
now we're talking.
In the game, yeah.
Oh, in the game.
Would you like to have a church that's like really closely affiliated with your coach and with your program that just suddenly, I don't know, all of a sudden all the players end up going there?
See, here's the thing.
It'd be hard to track cash through there, wouldn't it?
The thing about the cash element of this future version of the game is not the like, oh, you'll get to pay players, whatever. It's that you'll get to get burnt. And that's the real value of it. Like, yeah, you might be Auburn and get Cam Newton. You might be Mississippi State. You might hand somebody 30 grand or whatever.
You don't ever want to be Mississippi State.
No.
You're like, oh, you're not coming here? Oh, fuck. I have nobody to complain to about that. Who would I complain to about you taking the 30 grand I'm not supposed to give you?
There's one button there, right? It's not report to MCAA. It's snitch on Ole Miss.
That's right.
Hammer that button.
That would be a coach. One coaching string should be snitching, right? Do you want to put more points towards snitching?
100%.
I'm just building Phil Fulmer here. 99 of 100 for snitching?
Dump all my points in snitching and chicanery and internal
backstabbing.
Backstabbing. Machiavellian schemes.
Phil's more of a front stabber.
Yeah, he's just more of a front stabber.
Did you leave any points for passer development? Sure didn't.
Nope. This actually feeds really well into my next point. A central, like some schools would have actions that would occur no matter what, and you would simply have to deal with them. SMU would just pay players. Michigan simply would not pay players as much as they should get. Ohio State, you're just going to have a really hard time with quarterbacks on the whole, okay? One or two might work out, but there are going to be a lot of Art Schleisters in there, okay?
Oh, shit. I'm really sorry. I have some news.
Yes.
And I didn't remember it until you mentioned the Big Ten.
Breaking.
Ryan already knows this because he is the one who sent me the story about the canon.
Oh, yeah.
I am going to play... we're going to play a game. I'm going to read you a headline, and you are going to tell me the state. Ryan already played this game with me this morning, and I would not have guessed the state if he had given me 40 tries.
Okay.
Expectant parents fired a cannon to celebrate their baby shower. It exploded and killed a guest. Guess the state.
It's not funny.
I will
know. It's someone died.
I think it would be funny if the person who fired it was the one who died.
It was not.
Nope.
It was
The cannon exploded, fracturing its metal frame and sending shrapnel flying into a guest.
And you said this was a Big Ten state.
I was just thinking of the Big Ten because of war, but I will give each of you 5 guesses as to the state.
Man.
I have to clock out because I have seen the story. I know the state.
Oh, okay.
Gosh, Spencer. Okay, Spencer, right. 5 guesses.
Indiana.
No.
No.
Minnesota.
You can't just name states in the Big Ten. It's not necessarily in the Big Ten.
Okay, okay.
Do you want to start over?
Rhode Island.
Fit a cannon in Rhode Island?
Right. Mary Wollstonecraft!
Yeah?
No, it's not Rhode Island.
I was just thinking really unlikely states, and I'm like, I don't know. Sure. There's like one guy in Rhode Island who owns a cannon, and it's like 2 feet long, and he's like, my yacht's here!
If I say it's Rhode Island, can we just move on? Because this is less funny than I thought it was going
to
be.
If something in Rhode Island
blows up, it's about to get so much better.
It hurts everyone in Rhode Island.
That's right.
I'm going to say this isn't a southern state, because there's no southern state I could say where you'd be like, well, sure, they wouldn't have a cannon. Let's see.
You're not going to get it, but then you are.
Is it Maryland?
No.
Is it, I'm trying to think of deeply unfunny, Hawaii?
No.
Okay, last one. Is it, Damn, this is difficult.
You don't know any more states, do you?
Is it Kansas?
No.
What is it?
I'm sorry, the answer was Michigan. Yeah. You want to talk? You want to talk? You think you're a war dad? How war dad?
My gender reveal resulted in casualties comparable to Verdun.
For I think the third time in 2 months of this year, may I say again, everyone gets a gender reveal party, but you have it on your 40th birthday.
Yeah.
Everyone signs waivers.
When you start listing people who have died or terrible things that have happened because of gender reveal parties.
This was a baby shower. I don't even think this was a regular. That's what makes it weird. I don't even think this was a gender reveal. This was a regular ass baby shower.
What if you're just a casual.
Which makes it even weirder that there's a canon involved.
If you're a casual acquaintance of the people involved here and you just happen
and
to get invited.
Die? Yeah, that would suck.
And you roll up in your mask during a pandemic and somebody is wheeling a cannon into Mm-mm. the baby shower. Mm-mm. Just do a Yui. Mm-mm. Just walk right back.
Just be like, what did they register for? Oh fuck, I didn't look that closely.
We just gotta calm. We just gotta really calm down, folks, on the baby events.
Yep.
They don't need to be any of this. We don't need any of this going on. Just no. Like, just hand the mother some gifts, and that's it, man. We don't need to do any of this shit.
I gotta tell you, y'all all have kids. Babies are not that interesting.
No,
they're not this interesting.
There's so many of them, and they're all very similar.
Yeah.
I think for me, the Rubicon was already crossed when gender reveal causes disastrous forest fire.
I was out on the wildfires. Everything after this, everyone's on their own. Whatever happens now, you're
we'll
on
get
your
something
own.
Worse. We'll get like, oh, the water supply was ruined because of this gender reveal.
If that turns out what to have been behind, pretend that had grammar, behind this hack in Florida to poison the water table.
Yeah.
Oh, we were trying to turn it blue Michaela Nevaeh.
Mm-hmm.
You know the best gift you can get an expectant mother or set of parents really is the gift of
the apparel sweatshirt.
I was going to say the gift of a financial future, but we could do yours too. Which one do you want to do?
Do them both at once. Let's try that.
I think both of these things are important.
I think
First of all, you're going to need money.
You need one.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Well, they go hand in hand, really, don't they? Because you need money in your Acorns investment account to ensure you have the financial stability to invest in home field apparel. But you need warm clothes on your body to survive the weather so that you can continue to invest. They go hand in hand. It is a perfect circle.
It's a symbiotic relationship. It's a real anemone clownfish.
Yeah. And you know what is in the middle of this symbiotic relationship? It's the
Venom?
Shutdown full cast.
Oh,
isn't that lucky
the
for them?
Yeah. Oh. I thought it was Tom Hardy as Venom.
Also, shutdown full cast, Tom Hardy, who plays all of our favorite superheroes.
In Rust!
The shutdown full cast, home field, and Acorns. It is a five-part symbiote.
Nobody knew who I was until I opened the account.
Nobody knew who I was until I put on the WKU sweatshirt.
Home field apparel. God, Connor, I'm so sorry we do this to you every week, but like...
No, sorry means if you're sorry, then stop.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not sorry. Home field apparel.
We gotta stop fake apologizing.
You're right. I'm not sorry, because it's not ever going to be different than this. And I think Connor knows that at this point.
You all know what you're here for.
Homefieldapparel.com, the world's greatest collection of collegiate sweatshirts... limited number of sweatpants. I think all the doggers are gone at this point.
Which again,
bring them back.
You're welcome.
Bring them back, Connor.
Bring back the doggers.
Baseball tees, t-shirts. I think that are we allowed to say that they're field testing zip hoodies at this point?
I don't know what you're talking about, Ryan. Don't get us in any more trouble.
Never mind.
Mind your business, lady.
So many schools. So many cool designs.
So many schools
always...
that we did not attend. So little money.
That's true.
Until
we all end up going to Florida State?
I was going to say until we all sign up for acorns.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, okay. You have two paths in life.
And we
you
have
can
so
go
much
to
money. We have... We're just buying college tuition. I think I'll stop by Boston College this week.
This is a real gender reveal of an ad read.
I'm going to go to Ball State because it describes my method of living.
hate you. Use offer code FULLCAST. You get 20% off your first order. You use that extra money. You save that extra money, and you say, what should I do with it? I could go to Florida State. Ugh. Or Spencer, what could you do with that money instead?
I could invest.
Invest? You?
Yeah, anyone. I think everyone should be investing.
Even you, a flightless...
I think everyone should be investing.
Quote me on that. A dog with a plunger. That you can invest in little ways every single day to secure your financial future with Acorns.com and the Acorns app. You can get on the family plan like me, with the plunger.
Seasonally depressed bear, Spencer Hall.
That's right.
It's funny because he wants to die, but that would require effort.
AKA dog with the plunger. AKA Big Saddams. Grizzly Saddams.
Oh my god.
And with just a few dollars a week and the rounding up of purchases that you make every day with partners that Acorns wants you to work with in order to make just a little bit of extra, just a little bit here and a little bit there. And suddenly you're looking at, I don't know, Jason, what are you staring at after your monumental investment of $5 in your Acorns account?
Brother, we're up to 400 something, to be quite frank.
Damn!
Shit!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got a little bit of game stonk, fuel in there. But this is kind of the whole opposite of the game stonk thing. You might say, oh, that sounds like lame stonk. And like, no, listen here. It's actually really cool to have a retirement account.
Not stressful.
Yeah.
Like game stonk.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to look at it for like weeks at a time. It's great.
Yeah. That's what you need. Because if you're going to have diamond hands, you know what you need to start with? You need to start with a wooden fundament. You need to start with a foundation that with roots, right? Because the trees, again, as we described, they turn into carbon. Carbon comes under pressure.
We all know that, diamonds grow off of trees. We all know this.
I mean, eventually, Ryan, if you think long-term enough, like acorns.com.
Yeah, but man, you know, I'm trying to retire in like 83 million years.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That oak tree is going to fall into a swamp and become biomass.
See?
And become compressed.
See? You got to think.
Become anthracite.
You got to think.
And then diamonds come out. Is diamond the last stage of coal? Is that it?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. And that's
is
the
it?
Level you need to be thinking of, especially as an American who really has to think in terms of I can retire in 83 million years. You really need to start thinking that way. And acorns.com, we're here to help you and your family. By the way, with my little like $25 a week, like, oh, I can just go ahead and start like, you know, I'll throw $25 here, $25 there. Where's that going to get my kids? Both of them are set to be barons at this point, projecting out to $18,000 by the time I'm done with this. A nice little chunk of change to take to college. And you say, oh, hey, man, what's a college kid going to do with just $18,000?
Trouble!
Answer, they're going to do stupid, real stupid shit.
They're going to, yeah.
Yeah. Help your kids do real stupid shit when they're 18 with acorns.com.
I bought $8,000 worth of fireworks and then $10,000 worth of fireworks.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say $10,000 worth of medical bills. But no, we're not even going to. I think the second round of fireworks is to cure what went wrong.
That's right. Right. That's
oh,
right.
Oh, I blew off part of my hand. Well, guess we're going to get rid of the whole thing.
Promo code FULLCAST. So you can get your kids $18,000 worth of fireworks to do whatever they want when they turn 18.
I'm going to play this at their high school graduations. That you're not legally entitled to that money anymore.
I think Ryan just wrote the lyrics to our theme song.
To the numerous middle school band directors listening to this show out there, hello, we love y'all. You have your marching orders.
God, that should be the Miami fight song. $18,000 worth of fireworks.
And $23,000 of fireworks. And $3 on a legal retainer. $3 for a legal retainer because our lawyer isn't very good.
Our lawyer's great. He's on the show.
He is, but if you were Miami, the lawyer might be, if you put all your money into fireworks, Tonks.
Might be Todd.
Yeah, it might be Todd. I had two more suggestions. One that for the NCAA franchise, that if you had limitations for the team you picked, then you had to pick a certain coach archetype. As it stands, the last edition of the game, you kind of picked a guy who was like, you could go, well, he's conservative or kind of risky. I want to take it a little bit further than that. I want to be like, hey, you decided to be Mac Brown. Mac Brown can never go harder than like a 6'10 out of risky. Like, period. He's just never, ever going to press the envelope that much. You might press punt. Punt wouldn't be available on the screen if you were super risky. But for Mac, it's just going to be like select play, and you click, and it's like three variations of punt. You're like, I'd like to go for it on fourth down. Click. You have three variations of punt. Which punt would you like to select? I really want that. I want guys who can't stay longer than 5 years, the Urban Meyer model. Be like, you're going to be real successful, and then we'll auto-select a school for you because you're going to move on. Right?
Why did I do 2 years as a TV analyst? I don't understand.
The mini game where I just selected words to say on air was very, very boring. But God. I found the social media touting of conspiracy theories very entertaining.
God, imagine the coaching like hiring process in this game where you're like, oh, sorry, you didn't get this job because Urban Meyer said his friend should have it instead.
if you're that guy and you're hiring coaches, it's like, this guy is your friend, you have to hire him, but I don't want to. He's on your staff.
It is not, there's not even any type of bonus there. It's not like 10 plus 10 to staff cohesion. No, all your other assistants are going to hate this guy. You just have to bring him along.
Your son's on your staff now. Is your other one.
Your idiot son is your wide receivers coach,
yeah,
or something.
If you've just got Bowden syndrome and you're like, yeah, just keep promoting him. You're like, new offensive coordinator. Son!
This sounds like
idiot son.
This sounds like if Dwarf Fortress was a college football game, right? It's like, oh God, I have 17 sons and none of them will listen to me, and they're a football staff.
I think they're
a coach. Oh God, they're building a stadium.
Right now, yes, I am.
The dreaded Laramie is now your tight ends coach.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Ryan, I'm so glad you mentioned Dread Lair to me, because I am, in fact, Googling Jeff Bowden right now.
Are you a guy, did you select potentially abrasive coach with a tumultuous personal life? Guess what? That third season you were going to turn the dynasty into a keeper? Divorce season!
Yeah.
Divorce season! You only have so much energy to devote. Your play clock is shorter. You all of a sudden have weird bank notices. Yeah, divorce season. It's going to be
so
real.
So is that like in one of the NCAAs, there was like crowd noise mode where the camera would get shaky? If you're a coach going through that, you face the shaky cam during menu screen.
That's right.
And you're like, oh, shit. I just clicked delete dynasty.
My lawyer keeps calling me in the middle of games. Jesus Christ.
This emotional turmoil is just really making field goals difficult. Mm-hmm. A couple of other things too. Blowing money on facilities. Yeah, you should absolutely be able to blow money on stupid facilities, right? Because we're going to put a build feature into this where
Auburn's getting a flight simulator.
Yeah, I can't make anything up in the game that wouldn't actually be there in real life. So I was like,
no, the actual plan for NCAA 15, they actually said at the time 6 years ago, or this would have been like 7 years, whatever. They said that they wanted a, quote, Minecraft-like stadium designer. So I'm pretty sure some wild build feature will likely make its way in.
Yeah.
You know what this finally
Welcome
means?
To Arizona State Giant Dong Stadium.
Yeah, no, we
Frank,
wouldn't do it.
Frank Cush Field at Giant Dong Stadium.
It's now Dank Cush Field in this game.
RIP to Dank Cush.
Arizona State would find the only rich guy named Dank and make him a booster. They'd be like,
then you have the hyphen. Dank hyphen Cush. Yes.
Pretty sure Clemson already has one of these in the form of that Oculus thing they built, except that looks like a sex toy. And I'm pretty sure at Clemson they don't believe in the female orgasm.
At Clemson they call them marital aids.
Dude, do you know who's building the 500 foot tall of Big Red at WKU? Me. Like a stadium where one whole end zone is just his mouth and the head. That's all I'm doing.
You're playing on his tummy.
Two huge luminous eyes, and they're like, birds kill themselves daily running into those things. A plane crashed into it last year and it didn't even scratch it. I would build an affront to God so huge that it would destroy planes all for the WKU Minecraft built stadium simulator. And I would there, totally
and,
do that.
And here's Papa John doing donuts around it
forever. Do you want a drunken booster who's just tearing ass in a muscle car in the end zone during the third quarter and throwing pizzas into the stand?
Yes, I do.
Yes,
they're,
I do.
They're just crude drawings of pizza on construction paper. It's very sad at this point.
That and I think that if we're going to have all of this, we also need things like boosters and governors who want you out. In season four, it would be hey, you need to win 11 games. Or this guy who made a shitload of money on Hardee's franchises is just going to have your ass after the season.
Spencer, what I'm hearing here is Crusader Kings college football.
Mm. Absolutely. We're like, Crusader, your archenemy.
The Pope is a horse. A gay horse. The Pope is a gay horse who wants rid of you. As the head coach of Louisville.
The young, yeah, no.
Young gay horse Pope, young Pope wants you out at LSU.
And you're like, well, buddy, season four, I really got to make young gay horse Pope happy. How am I going to do that?
He co-owns the Saints.
Here's my only for tax purposes. It's a shell corporation inside a shell corporation. Sure. You'd be like, wow, how is young gay horse Pope .LLC headquartered in Macau with a Cayman Island shell? You're like, go Saints. That's the only explanation I have. It's a Louisiana thing. You would understand. The last mode I wanted to propose is my favorite, which is this booster mode. Because you say, like, oh man, as a coach, I want to pay players. No, no. We're going to get this whole thing where I never even touch gameplay, where I just go in and as a booster, I pick my initial sort of commitment to the game and then I meddle. Oh, I'm going to meddle. I'm going to meddle so hard. I'm going to pay recruits. I'm going to wine them. I'm going to dine them. I'm going to stab everybody in the back. I'm going to pull all kinds of political intrigue.
See, I thought it was going to be more like Splinter Cell, where you'd be like Sam Fisher trying to sneak the cash to the recruits.
We can build that in. Then maybe that's how you work your way up, right? Yeah, like, that's how you level up in the game. You should grind. It's like I'm in the air vent of a Waffle House. I must drop this $500 into the hash browns of Leon McCombs, a 400-pound defensive tackle recruit who is a 5-star who will only entertain this if I can aim the cash directly into his scattered, smothered, covered, chunked, and diced hash browns.
Oh no, the hash browns were kept. You fucked up.
Restart mission.
Restart mission. He's going to Auburn now. Damn it.
Auburn man is in the vent with you. He too has $500. Do you strangle Fisher. Him? Yeah. I want political intrigue once you level up and become big booster. This is basically like the road to glory. This is career mode, but instead of athletic excellence, basically we're saying, hey, you got a successful HVAC business in Biloxi, Mississippi, and you just want to help out the Rebs. Well, how about we make you head of the program? How about we turn you into a mega booster? Are you ready? Are you man enough to do this?
Are you a bad enough dude to outbid Mississippi State?
Yeah, that's what we want. We want this to get to, like, I work for 3 months on Dynasty Mode to get to the point where we lose by 2 in the Egg Bowl to a 5-7 Mississippi State team and lose our bid at the SEC Championship. That's what I want this game to build up to. I'm so happy right
now.
All right,
man. Now you got to spend 3 hours planting misinformation on Hogville. Get to it.
Do you have mouthpieces? Use mouthpiece. Yeah. I love this. Holly.
Hello.
For
Would
our
you
next
like
episode.
To play a game?
Say it in Bane voice. Say it in Bane voice.
I don't have a Bane voice.
You have you
I've
we
never
all have
been
a Bane
more
voice.
Of you.
Would you like to play a game?
There it is.
There you go.
That felt great. All right. We're going to make this as fair as possible. I have a game that is going to encompass a bit of next week's episode. And in order to decide who picks first, I would like each of you to pick a number between 1 and 100, which I will do. Actually, pick a number between 1 and 130.
Okay.
And we will go by random number generator on the internet to see who picks first. All right. Spencer?
37.
Jason?
1.
Ryan?
6.
The number was 115, so Spencer is correct.
Brain genius.
Very, very surprising. Surprising outcome. All right. How we're going to do this is this. We are going to draft sports, and you are each going to pick three sports, and at the end of the draft, I will tell you what the game is.
Okay.
All right. Spencer, you may go first. Please draft a sport. It can't be football. It can't be any derivation of football. So no rugby, no Aussie rules, etc.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to select golf.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Spencer selects golf. Jason, a sport.
Professional wrestling.
Pro wrestling. Ryan, a sport.
Ice hockey.
Ryan, serpentine. A second sport.
Field hockey. Do it.
Ice hockey's natural cousin, tennis.
All right, Jason, a
I'll do field
sport.
Field hockey before Ryan can.
Diabolical. Spencer, a second sport.
Can I select MMA?
Yes.
Might be tricky, right?
Yes, yeah. Actually, you know what? Yes, you
wait,
can.
Wait. What would be tricky?
You'll find out.
But you'll Spencer knows? Spencer
no.
Knows.
No, he I does just, not. He does not.
No. I just heard the hesitation in her voice and thought, okay.
Okay. Serpentining back again. Spencer, a third sport.
Basketball.
You're mostly picking sports you hate.
Okay.
I love basketball. Jason, I just don't play it.
That you hate playing.
Hang on. Yes. Hang on. Jason, a third sport.
That's all the sports.
Yep, that's it.
Soccer. That's an important sport.
Soccer. Very good. Ryan.
Darts.
Third sport. Darts. Okay. In the spirit of
I have tennis, ice hockey, and darts. I'm NBC.
Shit.
Darts.
All Notre right. Dame darts.
Spencer's choices to review are golf, MMA, and basketball. Jason's are wrestling, not like the Big Ten, field hockey, and soccer. And Ryan's are ice hockey, tennis, and darts. In the spirit of inserting things that we love into a game that we love, your assignment for next week is to incorporate onside kicks into all of these. Somehow.
No.
Fuck. Okay.
MMA's already there.
Now, these can be onside kicks in the form of a football onside kick, or they can be what you believe to be that game's version of the onside kick.
The like spiritual equivalent.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. So all anything right. that fits any version of a definition.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can do this.
Return to us next week.
Okay.
Do not fail me.
Can I say that before we ever play this game?
Yes.
It's been completely worth the thought experiment because I believe Jason said Notre Dame darts and the phrase Bama darts went in my head. And oh my God, the thought of an Alabama darts team is the rowdiest shit I have ever thought of in my
Rowdier
life.
Rowdier than LSU having a bass fishing team?
LSU darts! This was going in your head, Boudreaux!
Arkansas darts, buddy.
Darkansas.
Iowa darts.
Darkansas.
They're called Hawkeyes, not Bullseyes, fellas. We'll get them next time. God, they really were the worst Avenger.